A sluggish start gave way to a ferocious response as the Victoria Shamrocks clawed their way to a 12-10 win over the New Westminster Salmonbellies on Wednesday night, evening their Western Lacrosse Association (WLA) semifinal at one game apiece. Backed by 1,725 fans at the Q Centre, the Shamrocks overcame a 5-1 deficit in the second period with an 8-goal barrage, sparked by scoring depth, a timely goalie switch, and a statement-making fight that flipped the tone of the game. It was a must-win in every sense, after Victoria narrowly dropped Game 1 on the road 12-11. "The game seemed to turn on a dime," said Shamrocks general manager Chris Welch. "We were struggling badly and dug a hole, but a number of factors aligned. Cam Dunkerley came in and made some big saves, our power play got going, our offense got going, and we just started firing on all cylinders." Down 4 goals early in the second period, it was a flood of green from there. Jesse King and Zach Manns each tallied a pair, while Kyle Pepper, Andrew Q, Clark Patterson, and Patrick Kashalk added singles during a dominant 16-minute stretch that flipped the script entirely and sent the Salmonbellies reeling into the third. Adding to the momentum swing was a second-period scrap between Elijah Gash and Adam Weedman. Gash, recently named to the WLA All-Star team, stood tall after being engaged by Weedman, an exchange that visibly energized both the bench and crowd. "Elijah's been an absolute beast for us all year," said Welch. "He wasn't looking for a fight, but he handled himself. He's a phenomenal player and a better guy off the floor. We're just thrilled to have him." Victoria's Clark Patterson was named first star after a 2-goal, 5-point night that included a crucial shorthanded tally in the third, halting New West's comeback bid and pushing the score to 12-9. Mitch Jones, the WLA regular season leading scorer, countered with 4 goals and 7 points for the visitors, earning second star honors. Dunkerley, brilliant in relief, got the third star after turning aside 30 of 35 shots. "I've always said, we don't have a number one goalie. We've got 1A and 1B," said Welch, praising both Dunkerley and starter Chris Origlieri. "They support one another, and you can't ask for more. When one's had a tough night, the other steps in. That's what happened last night." Victoria had 13 different players register a point, a testament to the club's balanced attack. Patterson, Manns, and King led the way, but key transition markers from Will Johansson and Kashalk helped break open the contest. "Generally, it's been by committee," said Welch. "We need all hands on deck. We're in a big fight against a very good team." Game 3 goes Tuesday, August 5th at Queen's Park Arena, familiar hostile territory, but not unfamiliar success. "It's a tough place to play," said Welch. "But we've won big games there before. If we bring our A game, they'll have a tough time stopping us." Game 4 returns to Colwood on Thursday, August 7th. If needed, a decisive Game 5 will go down in New Westminster on August 9th. On the other side of the WLA bracket, Coquitlam leads Maple Ridge 1-0, with Game 2 set for July 31st in Maple Ridge.